And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcasting at this time. We're picking up our study here on the subject of peace, and that Jesus is our peace. He's the only way to peace, And it's only by Him that we can have peace with God. Even we Gentiles, non-Jews, peace has been made available to us, again, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Where the Jewish nation, nation of Israel, received the Word of God, and we were far from that, by this New Testament work of the Lord Jesus and Jesus coming as Savior, fulfilling His gospel, it had been prophesied that even those who were near the Word of God for centuries can be saved. The Jew can be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we Gentiles who had nothing from the Lord and His Word until the New Testament Scriptures, we can be saved and all brought nigh into the family of God in salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. And even in that, even beyond that, we can be through obedience to His Word and His design, we can be brought into the house of God, the church of the living God, the churches manifested by churches, and whether Jew or Gentile or any ethnicity, any nationality, by the Lord Jesus Christ, salvation through Him and obedience of Him, we can have that peace with God, not only the salvation of our souls, but in service and worship of Him and His design. To do what? To go ahead and take that word and put it back out into the world that others would be saved too. And so the great work of God to bring peace. Jesus is indeed our peace. We want to take a look at here a passage that deals with what the sinful and unrepentant need to do. What the sinful and unrepentant need to do. The passage is found in Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, verse number 25 through 33. And here from this, there's several things that are mentioned here, but we want to extract from this what the sinful and unrepentant need to do. There's a command of the Lord unto those who are not saved, and what they need to do, those who have not repented, those who have not believed, they need to hear what the Lord says. And here in this message, this teaching of the Lord Jesus, He tells about that in his own words. In Luke chapter 14, verse 25, "And there went great multitudes with Him," that is Jesus, "and He turned and said unto them, If any man come to Me, and hateth not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be My disciple." And so there is this of counting the cost of following Jesus and receiving Jesus, to count the cost. Now, the fifth commandment is for us to honor our father and our mother. And so is the Lord Jesus here telling us to hate our father and our mother? By no means. But what the Lord Jesus tells us is that in salvation and the rescue of the Lord Jesus Christ of the sinner, our love for Him needs to be far and beyond our love for any other in this life. The Word of God tells husbands to love their wives even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. But here the Lord Jesus says if one does not hate their wife, then they're not worthy and cannot be his disciple. And so is he telling us to hate them? No. We are to love our parents. We are to love our spouses and our children, our brethren, our sisters. We're to love our kin and our family and our brothers and sisters in Christ. But our love for the Lord Jesus is to be preeminent and supreme. Our love for him, being rescued and saved by him, is to make our love for others look like hatred. And so we need to understand that the Lord Jesus, all that he wants is everything. That's all that the Lord Jesus wants is all of you. That's his design. That's his purpose and his way. Only by the individual repenting and believing, trusting in Jesus Christ and being his disciple and following him, only by surrendering all is it acceptable before the Lord. A lukewarm, mediocre kind of faith and love is not pleasing unto the Lord. And so the Lord says, count the cost. If any man come to me, okay, so the Lord Jesus says you need to, and you don't put me before all others, you cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So then there is a burden. There is a work. There is a thing to shoulder up under. And so this is not talking about a physical cross, two timbers put in the shape of an X or a T, but to bear his cross, to bear his gospel, his testimony. If you're not willing to do that, you can't come after him and you can't be his disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower? So now the Lord transitions and he gives us consideration about how it is in life. If you're going to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it. You've got to do, if you're going to build a project, you've got to consider, do you have enough money to buy the material? Do you have enough material on hand to be able to build the project? It does no good to build and not be able to finish. Lest perhaps after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold begin to mock him. We know how it is in the world, and you start a project and you don't finish it, it just brings a ridicule. There's a shame about that, saying this man began to build but was not able to finish. And so the Lord says, count the cost of following me, because you need to count the cost in a manner of finishing. And now, we would understand that as the Lord speaks to us, he doesn't give us everything in whole. He gives us facets of this walk with the Lord, this child of God walk with the Lord. And so he's just pressing us on this point about being able to finish, to persevere. You know, don't follow and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as a fad. Don't be like those two types of ground that are mentioned in the Lord's parable of the four types of ground that had some joy, had some response, and was happy about what the Lord Jesus and the message of his gospel came, but then wilted away, faded away, never brought any fruit to perfection. He said, don't go there. Don't be that. There's condemnation in that. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? And so what king doesn't size up the possibilities of the battle and the warfare in that, the resources, the material that they need to be able to carry out this fight? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassy and desireth conditions of peace. Conditions of peace. And so he talks here about the king, and he says the king considers whether he's going to be able to take on the ensuing army that's got him outnumbered 2-1. And if he doesn't think that he can, then he sends an ambassador to him. He sendeth an embassy, an ambassador, and desires peace. Said, okay, you're coming at me. I want us to have peace. Listen to what Jesus says. So likewise, whosoever he it is of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. And so the Lord Jesus here, he tells us in a parabolistic way that the sinful and the unrepentant need desire conditions of peace. You see, in your sinful and unrepentant state, in your sinful and unbelieving state, there is no peace that lies ahead for you. John the Baptist came preaching that Jesus is the judge, that the Messiah is the judge. And he has his fan in his hand, and he gives us this picture of the threshing floor. He's going to thresh the wheat. He's going to gather the grain into the garner, the silo, if you will, and he's going to burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. Jesus is the judge. And if you, being a sinner, which you are, and so there's no if about that, but if you are unbelieving and unrepentant before God, you need to desire conditions of peace. And those, the only conditions of peace, are salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not repent of your sins before God and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our peace, the only way to peace, you will not have peace, but you will be defeated. You will burn in hell in the lake of fire eternally. And that's not what Jim says. That's what God says. That's what Jesus gives reference to and tells us about very clearly. Conditions of peace, they are what you need. See, you're a sinner. You've been created by God, and not by evolution, not by happenstance, but you've been created by God, and you are accountable to God. You've been made a living soul, not as the animals, not like the squirrels and the cats and the dogs, but you've been made in the image and likeness of God, with the capacity to be able to fellowship with God. You've inherited a sinful nature. You and I have inherited a sinful nature from our father Adam, who disobeyed God there in the Garden of Eden and cast us all into sin. You and I have been made naturally spiritually dead, where we have no capacity to be able to fellowship with God. And our every bent and our every nature is to disobey God. That's all that we want to do, is disobey God. Oh, we may be moral in many, many respects, and not get into the wickedness of man and the world and depravity, the depraved actions and things that we hear about and see and maybe even know about. But we have all lied. And when we lied against God. And when we have thought hatred in our hearts towards another, we have delved into that thing of even murdering our fellow man in our hearts. Oh, no, not murdering with your hands, but hatred in the heart. See, the thing is, our sin against God and not honoring Him and our sin against one another, see, that person against whom we sin is made in the image and likeness of our God also. And in that, in transgressing against them, we transgress against God. You're guilty. You need to seek conditions and desire conditions of peace. And they can only be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God that they can be found and are found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and believe and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, for the payment of your sins that you cannot accomplish, that you might have peace with God, you might have peace with the Creator, the Savior, and by the Savior, and with the Judge. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.